Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's Chicago's afternoon news, and you know, each Friday after the 5:30 news, all summer long, we're bringing you Destination Illinois. It's sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Takes a look at the unique attractions, neighborhoods, landmarks around the state. And this week, we're going to take a look at an ice cream store that's been going strong for almost 90 years in the Quad Cities. It's Whitey's Ice Cream. And to talk about that and a little bit more about the unique destination, we're joined by one of the co-owners, John Tunberg. John, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. It's summertime.
John,
we love summer.
John, listen, we're in Chicago here, and, well, we need ice cream because the Cubs today are dismantling their team and everyone's gone. So do you have the cure for our ills?
Not only a paycheck for the players, but ice cream every day for them as well.
Ice cream every day. Well, tell me about Whitey's.
Keep them around.
It's a great story, and I love these sort of regional establishments that just, you know, really grow. This goes back to 1933?
Yes. The original Whitey, Chester Lindgren, made ice cream for Borden's up in Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with the Depression, got laid off. And he was from a small farm town nearby here by the Quad Cities. And he moved back to town and opened up his own ice cream store in 33. And our father went to work for him as a 15-year-old in 1935.
Wow. And so then your father, did your father run it for a time before that you and your brother took over?
Oh, yeah. They purchased the business off of Whitey and his wife Connie in 1953. Connie and Whitey owned it for 20 years, and it's been in our family ever since.
That's fantastic. And so it started in Moline, I think, 23rd Avenue and 16th Street, I see. How many?
That's correct.
How many outlets are there now?
We have 8 stores in the Quad City area, and we service with our own delivery a number of grocery stores and supermarkets, and then we are chain-wide with the Hy-Vee grocery store chain, and so they are in about 8 states.
Wow. And so tell me about the personal sort of pride or attachment from the Quad Cities community to Whitey's, because there are other ice cream stores in the grocery stores or ice cream containers in the grocery stores, I'm sure, but there must be sort of an emotional attachment to picking up a tub of Whitey's.
Well, there is. I mean, we like to say that the Quad Cities is taken ownership of Whitey's, because whenever we hear a story, they refer to, well, my store is the one over at such and such, or my store is your Bettendorf store. So, yes, they truly have ownership. And we like to say that every Quad Cityan has their own Whitey story, too, whether it's, oh, one night we showed up 15 minutes late and they unlocked the doors for us, or I brought my cousins from Seattle and they couldn't believe it, they had to have ice cream shipped home and stuff like that.
So
it's been a truly pleasure to be a part of the Quad City family, because it truly feels like not only we're family owned by the Tunbergs, but we're owned by the Quad Cities as well.
John Tunberg is the co-owners of Whitey's Ice Cream. So where is your business, more in the grocery aisle at this point than it is in the shops, or how does that divide go?
Much more in the shops.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we've never wanted the grocery store business to get too large. Not that we're adverse to growth, but there is something to be said about the experience of coming to one of our stores and being waited on directly by a helpful, smiling clerk and knowledgeable clerk. And a lot of people just use it as their social outing, because they're going to meet somebody they know or start up a conversation on one of our patios outside, and it's just a friendly environment.
And that's a key thing, isn't it? When that's a sign that you're part of the community more than simply delivering great ice cream to people, when they go there to socialize and to meet friends.
Yes, and my dad was also known for saying, you never see a sad person with an ice cream cone. I think that is very true.
I don't think that's true at all, John. If there are 3 and it's on the ground, that's trouble. I've been there. John Tunberg is a co-owner of Whitey's with his brother. So what's your favorite flavor?
My family's tired of hearing this. My brother and I both like vanilla, but I always say that if I'm in the store and I got a spoon in my hand Mississippi Mud Revel could be in trouble.
Really? Tell me about Mississippi Mud. Yeah. Tell that on the phone that doesn't sound really appetizing. So sell it to me.
Well, actually, it's one of the benefits of being a small company. I'm sure a lot of restaurants up in the Chicago area have mud pie,
sure,
which is basically coffee with an Oreo crust and fudge. During the Mississippi record flood of 1993, we decided, well, why don't we just go ahead and make a flavor to honor the flood and give the first 2 weeks of proceeds to the Red Cross. And so we made Mississippi Mud ice cream, and well, I think within the first 2 weeks, we were able to write a check to the Red Cross for flood relief for $5,000.
That is fantastic.
And it's been in our lineup ever since.
John Thunberg is the co-owner of Whitey's Ice Cream with his brother Jeff. And it was great to talk to you. I drive through from time to time. I'm going to have to make a stop, meet some friends out on the patio.
Well, very good. I got to tell you, we transplanted, we could say traded since the Cubs are doing that, Spike Odell from the Quad Cities.
Yeah. I
up
know.
To WGN, and I can't tell you how many people would drive to town to try our ice cream because they said, we heard Spike talking about it.
Spike at the mic in Moline. I remember that well. Great to talk to you, John. Great success. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you giving us a buzz and giving us a chance to be on with you.
Sure thing. This is the afternoon news. All right. Big news for the Cubs today as they've been trading everybody. It's just about all gone. The core of the team. We've been talking to Kevin Powell about it all day long. I want to talk to you about it. Give us a call at 312-981-7200. You can send a text as well, but will your tears sound more genuine when you're on the phone? So give us a call. Right now, we're going to check in with Mary to get a look at the weather and traffic.